Now, every time I get ready to travel someplace, which I will be tonight, you all know that I'm going down to the Bear Jackson Auto Auction. I'll go down the next couple of days in Phoenix, Arizona. And anytime I'm going to be traveling via airplane, which is what I will be doing, I'm reminded of our stupid mask policies we have almost everywhere. And I'll talk a little bit more about that maybe at the end of this particular hour, but I just, something about the whole mask thing, I'm over it. I'll talk about that later. South Carolina bill that is going through as we speak would make it illegal to ask about your vaccine status. In fact, it would carry a penalty of up to $14,000 and up to 1 year in jail. Republican lawmakers in South Carolina have introduced that legislation, as I just spoke about a moment ago. The bill's author said the legislation is needed because unvaccinated individuals are suffering real-world consequences. In fact, folks, that is very much the case. We're seeing people denied transplants for not having vaccination, denied medical care because they don't have vaccination. It's really getting to be this war of the vaccinated against the unvaccinated, which is ridiculous, by the way. It shouldn't be that way, especially everything we now know about the vaccines themselves. It should not be that way any way, shape, or form. But anyways, in South Carolina, this is what's happening. Will we end up with anything like this in Colorado? No. Sorry, folks. We have a very blue state. In fact, a state that is over the top when it comes to masks and vaccines and so on. Our governor, even though he appears to have a little bit more of a level head, is only doing that because of the political pressure that he faces in not doing some of these things, mask mandates and the like. But trust me, he's very much in that camp, as well as the majority of lefties in this state, which they would have you masked up until Christ comes back if they had their way. And I'm fully, fully convinced of that.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, there is a great article, by the way, on MSN.com, and it's an opinion piece. I'm done with masks. We've been idiotic about them since the beginning. It's an opinion piece by David Macedo, or Mastio, I should say, and producer Ann will have that link up as well. And by the way, it's a great article. It's a lot of the same things in this particular opinion piece that we've talked about on this program time and time and time again. As I said earlier, anytime I go to fly, I'm reminded of the mask end of things. Because I'll be honest, folks, outside of that, there are very few places I will actually don a mask. I mean, if I have to put it on momentarily to get into a restaurant and then sit down and then leave it off and walk out without it, that's me. I mean, I always figure that once I'm done eating, I'm walking out, what are they going to do? Throw you out? I'm already on my way out, so what are they going to do? Ban you from the restaurant? I doubt it, especially if you leave a decent tip and pay the bill as you're leaving. I doubt very seriously if that's the case, so I may wear it again momentarily to get in. I'm definitely not wearing it to get out, because frankly, I'm like this person. I think it's a bunch of nonsense, and I think it's high time we just flat stopped wearing them. We already know that with Omicron, they do nothing. I've debated over and over again on this program, even with a lot of you as listeners through email and text messages, whether they work, period. In my common sense approach, this always has been, when I look at the amount of fidgeting that people do with said mask after they have touched things and done things and so on, and they're dinking around with their mask, I just have to look at that and say, you can't tell me that that's doing anything to protect said person. Now, it may protect somebody around them if they sneeze and or cough, especially people that don't cover their mouths like they're supposed to, which is what we were all taught as young children to have as good manners. So I suppose in the case of a sneeze or a cough, they may help. But on the same token, if you're covering your mouth correctly when you do that, which the correct manner anymore, we have determined after years of this, is to sneeze into the corner of your arm, if you would, to where your elbow is. You put that into a V shape, and you're supposed to cough or sneeze into that, because then you're not touching anything with your hands or that part of your body if you were to sneeze into your hands, for example. So, again, I'm done with masks. Yes, I'll have to wear one in a few hours here as I head to the airport, and you have to wear it all the way through the airport, but I cheat and I eat and I drink and I do everything I possibly can to not have that bloody thing up the entire time.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
I've got an article I want to mention briefly, and then Andy and I are going to get into this more next Tuesday. But there is a piece by Mark Ang, A-N-G, and it's talking about a school district, actually a school in particular, but it's in the Artesia district in California that basically treats its students like lepers. There's some pushback now on this, but essentially what's happening is if a student in this particular district tests even though they test negative for COVID, if they've been exposed to someone else with COVID, they are told they have to isolate. By the way, this is some of the dumbest things out there when it comes to COVID and some of the rules surrounding it. And to the point where they're literally making these kids feel like lepers. They have to go off into their own solitary room. Either their parents have to come and pick them up or they have to stay there, you know, the entire day. Once it's been found out, they have been around someone else that has COVID. Keep in mind, this is even after they test negative for COVID. Now, we all know, too, by the way, that kids are not our issue when it comes to COVID. They don't spread it. They're typically asymptomatic. Even if they have it, it's no big deal. And even when they do have it, they are not spreaders of the virus like adults are. So evidently, there is absolutely zero common sense in Artesia District of California when it comes to COVID, which, by the way, doesn't surprise me. And this is the this happens to be the Kennedy STEM Academy. Now, you would think that a STEM academy would have a little more knowledge on some of these things and would handle things a little differently than they do, but no, they are not. There's actually some lawsuits now that have been filed. There's actually even multiple parents now that have jumped onto this. But I tell you what, the school is really not wanting to sway when it comes to their particular policy. This is a situation where, you know, basically sheriff has been called in, students' privacy rights have been violated. This will become, I hope, a bigger and bigger story as time goes by. And again, Andy and I will talk about this more on Tuesday. But folks, this is absolute garbage. I'll just say it as it is. It's absolute garbage. The way they're handling this, what they're doing when it comes to students, how they're treating it. Number one, it's idiotic. It's moronic. It doesn't make any sense. But I talked about it in the National Crawford Roundtable today, and it kind of got on a soapbox where, folks, this is good versus evil as far as I'm concerned. And I will tell you straight up, the public school system is not good. It does, in my opinion, lie on the side of evil. Some may agree, some may disagree. I, for the life of me, cannot understand why you would send your kids to a public school. To me, there is not enough excuses out there to justify it. Not when you see things like this, hear things like this. In my opinion, when you send your kids to a public school, all you're doing is perpetuating the brainwashing that continues to happen on that side. Sorry, that's where I come into this. I know people don't like it when I say that. You guys think I'm harsh. I tell you what, as time goes by, you're going to learn that I'm right. I'm not wrong in this, folks. You're not helping your kids or your family by sending them to the indoctrination camps we now call public schools. That's what they are, folks. They're indoctrination camps. They are doing nothing but harming your kids. This is a great example of it right here. They are so stupid as administrators, they don't even understand what's going on with COVID. Or they do, and they're just out to prove a point because that's just who they are. No, there's no grace on my end when it comes to this garbage. None whatsoever. If I was a conservative, I am a conservative. I am a Christian conservative. My kids are all grown. But folks, I wasn't sending them to public school some 25 years ago. My youngest, Richard, you hear him here all the time. He's 29. Do the math. I wasn't sending him to public school back then. I definitely wouldn't do it today. And this is one of the reasons why.